The situation back home is quite dire and is quite dangerous. Right now, they've actually beaten Honorable Matshinga for that matter. And you see, the police will not do anything. Neither the government will do anything. No investigations are going to be done. We are actually seeing that we are actually ruled by a tyranny that has actually destroyed not only our lives, our hope, our future, our children's lives. For 35 years, we've been ruled by this monster, and this monster does not change. It's high time that Zimbabwe should come together in mind, come together in deeds, and really push ZANU-PF through a hard and emphatic vote.
Do you think that the police are going to investigate this and actually get the perpetrators of this kind of violence?
Well, the police, I'm not seeing them investigating, because we have seen how they react to anyone who is opposed to ZANU. We have seen them leaving people scot-free, who have actually abducted people, violated people's rights. And we've seen the same police arresting people without actually trial. We've seen the same people arresting people on fabricated charges.